Harper Audio presents Devil of the Highlands by Lindsay Sands, performed by Mariana Polka. Chapter 1. Northern England, 1273.
My lady!
That anxious cry made Evelyn pause in what she was saying to cook and glance around. Her maid was rushing across the kitchens toward her, expression both angry and worried. It was a combination usually only engendered by Edda's actions. Wondering what her stepmother had got up to now, Evelyn quickly promised cook they would finish their discussion of menus later and went to meet her maid. Mildred caught her hands the moment they reached one another. Her mouth turned down grimly as she announced,
"Your stepmother is calling for you."
Evelyn grimaced. Edda only sent for her when she was in one of her foul moods and wished to cheer herself by abusing her unfortunate stepdaughter. For one moment, Evelyn considered ignoring the summons and finding a task away from the keep for the rest of the day. However, that would only make the woman's mood and the subsequent abuses worse.
"I had best go see what she wants then," Evelyn said and squeezed Mildred's hands reassuringly before moving past her.
"She's smiling,"
Mildred warned, following on her heels. Evelyn paused with her hand on the door to the great hall, trepidation running through her. A smiling Edda was not a good thing. It usually meant Evelyn was about to suffer. Not that the woman ever dared hit her, but there were worse things, tasks so unpleasant one would almost prefer a beating. Biting her lip with worry, she asked, "Do you know what has set her off this time?"
"Nay," Mildred said apologetically. "She was railing at Mac for not pampering her mare properly when a messenger arrived from the king. She read the message, smiled, and called for you."
"Oh," Evelyn breathed faintly, but then forced her shoulders straight, raised her head, and pushed through the door. It was the only thing she could do, that and pray that someday she would be free of her stepmother's control and abuses.
"Ah, Evelyn."
Edda was indeed smiling, a very wide, beaming smile that really didn't bode well.
"I was told you wished to speak with me," Evelyn said quietly, aware of Mildred hovering at her back. The woman always offered her support during Edda's little attacks.
"Aye," Edda continued to flash a wide, toothy smile, although toothless would have been as good a description.
The woman was missing half her teeth, and those remaining were brown and crooked. Edda rarely smiled and certainly never widely enough to show off the state of her mouth. Her doing so now made Evelyn's anxiety increase tenfold.
"Since your father's death, seeing to your welfare has fallen to me, and I have been most concerned about your future and well-being, my dear," Edda began.
Evelyn managed not to sneer at the claim of concern. Her father, James Domsbury, had been a good man and a faithful baron to the king. When Henry III had requested he marry the troublesome Edda and remove her from court, where she was making a nuisance of herself, her father had bowed to the task gracefully. Edda had not. She resented being tied to a man who held only a barony and had seemed to take an instant dislike to Evelyn on reaching Domsbury. It hadn't been so bad at first. With the presence of Evelyn's father and her brother Alexander, Edda had at least behaved cordially to her. However, Alexander had ridden off to join the Crusades with Prince Edward 3 years earlier. While the prince had since returned and been crowned king on his father's death, Alexander was still in Tunis. Worse yet, no sooner had he left than their father died of a chest complaint. James Domsbury hadn't even been placed in the family crypt before Edda dropped any pretense at civility and let her true feelings show. These last 3 years had been a hell Evelyn feared she would never escape. Her only hope was to await her brother's homecoming so that he might see her married and settled far away from the woman. Unfortunately, Alexander seemed in no rush to return.
I have decided 'tis well past time you married, Edda announced, and the king agrees with me.
She means the king decided you should marry and she was forced to agree, Mildred muttered behind her low enough that Edda couldn't hear.
You don't think she'd willingly give up tormenting you? It's her favourite pastime.
Evelyn barely heard her maid. She was too busy trying to absorb what Edda was saying. Part of her feared it was simply a cruel attempt on Edda's part to get her hopes up, then dash them.
And so I chose a husband for you, and the king negotiated a marriage contract, Edda announced grandly. I have just received a message that 'tis all done. You will be married.